to wake up now.
Yeah. It is Tuesday. One of us was on time.
Oh, whatever.
One of us was about 12 minutes late, but I can see why.
I was only 3 minutes late. And here's what happened.
You woke up early and you had to put on 7 layers of awesome.
Shut up. No, you're so mean. I put on eyeliner today, which all of a sudden means that I'm wearing 7 layers of makeup to you.
I'm just not used to you wearing makeup.
Okay, here's
the
thing.
Weird.
Whatever. Here's the thing. Yesterday, I was a hair model.
Ah!
And I got bangs. So this morning, I woke up a little bit later than usual, but I got ready like usual.
Boom!
And took my time like usual.
Okay.
And then I was late.
All right.
So there you go.
You know who else is on time? Matthew from Albuquerque.
As always.
Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque, and you guys guessed right.
Good morning, buddy.
How are you guys?
Can't complain. It's Tuesday.
Doing all right.
Hey, were you guys on yesterday?
Yes, we were.
All day.
Yeah, I actually missed the morning show. I slept in.
I know.
Did you guys get my voicemails?
I did. All of them.
Hey, I left those guys because I was trying to get through the lines, but every time I called, they got the busy signal.
Huh. Nope. You got through to my office just fine. I got all your voicemails.
338. Yeah, your 338 number kept on giving me the busy tone, so no wonder.
Yeah.
And you know what? I actually went to go to the movie. Actually, it's the movies last yesterday.
Oh, sweet. What'd you go see?
I went to go see Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, cool.
I'm gonna wreck it.
Yes. Oh.
Now, this might interest you a little bit, Steve-O.
Yeah.
If you've seen this on Instagram, I tagged your username last night.
I didn't see it.
A picture I posted.
I've been trying to steer clear of Instagram. I'm taking a sabbatical.
Huh. Well, they were selling Hobbit t-shirts over at the Cinemark Movies West, which then I purchased one for $5, so.
Nice! Except when
I thought I would just show it to you over the internet, so.
Right on. I'll go take a look at it today.
How you doing, Mitch?
Doing all right.
Is he giving you a headache?
Yes.
Wow.
As usual.
Well, I couldn't call it a headache. I could call it Steve-O just being, him.
Funny.
Wow.
Yes, funny. That's
I'm right.
Word.
I'm right here, guys.
He's just
right
so funny.
So full of joy. Joyness.
Man, Steve-O, if you weren't on this radio station,
joy.
I probably wouldn't even be listening to it.
Thank you so much for your honesty. I wouldn't be listening to it either if he was on the radio station.
Wow. Well, that was honest, I guess.
You guys are hilarious.
Listen, there's good stuff, bro. We got good music. We've got Adrian. We've got Celeste in the afternoons. Are you kidding me? Have you ever heard Dan at night?
Dan is hilarious.
He is freaking hilarious.
What time does he come on?
6 to midnight.
Ah, 6.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to check it out later. I'm
telling you, man, we got great stuff going on in Saturday Radio.
So, can you guys play me a song this morning?
Yep. What do you want to hear?
Now, guys, just pick a song for me from Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Can do.
Just pick one.
We're going to go with Salvation.
Yes. Put it out to my, favorite people over at Action Towing and Truck Mobile Service in Albuquerque.
Action 7 News?
What?
No. Action Towing Truck and Mobile Service. Yes, I know the owners.
Why do you know them?
Amazing.
Well, one, because they're just down the street from us, and they just moved from L.A., so.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Guys.
You're wanting to welcome them to the neighborhood with some red jumpsuit apparatus.
Here you go.
Yep.
All right.
It's a good idea.
We'll get that on for you, buddy.
Okay, bye, guys.
Later.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
There he is.
He never ceases to amaze with his requests and who they're for.
No.
It is 6:17 now. Happy Tuesday. We've got a big new music Tuesday for you today. A lot of songs, including Rest. I remembered.
Yes.
I remembered.
Good for you.
Hey, a band they opened for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, actually. And, we got stuff to share from them and a lot more.
Yes,
a lot
I'm
more
excited.
Today. We're also going to be talking a little bit about Demon Hunter and something that we haven't been able to talk about this last week that I've been really excited to talk about.
And it's going to happen.
It's gonna
happen. I can't wait to see what people think.
Yeah. It's going to be good. We got a few things here, as well as something that we've been teasing for days now. Something from your childhood making a comeback, and it's about time we talk about it.
Just right now-ish would be good.
Yeah, except we're not.
I just want to talk about it all day.
Of course you do. It's just not that interesting. So we'll take a good, solid 5 minutes.
Thank you. Thanks for giving me at least that.
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Last Bison, Distance.
Static it's not radio. For Good the morning. Fearful, it's for the bold.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I listen. I listen all the times.
I don't know lyrics to songs. That's just one of the things that I really have suffered with throughout all my life.
Yeah, I make up lyrics.
But I know those lyrics.
Good. That's the way I roll.
I mean, yeah.
If I don't know the lyrics, I'll just keep singing and make stuff up.
Like, I remember when I realized I did that, I was in maybe first or second grade, and this is going to hurt your heart a little bit, but there was a song that I loved, but I didn't know the lyrics, and my friends were like, that's not the lyrics. It's like, I love you, always, forever, near, pushing together everywhere. I don't know. And so I was just like making them up. They worked, okay?
Wow.
I don't know the words.
Yeah, it's okay.
I was in first or second grade.
Just keep singing.
Yeah.
Hey, it is 6:30 Tuesday, which means time for Tuesday Newsday.
That's right. Happy Tuesday Newsday to you. I don't like this. Hold on. Ready? Try it again.
Who are you? What? Why are you?
Try it again. Ready?
Maybe. All right. Ready?
Breaking news. Mobile phones are supposed to help us keep in touch while away from home, but nearly half of us, that's a topic. I don't know what... You told me not to... Okay, can we go over this really fast? You're like, okay. Hey, I have these awesome whatever for Tuesday Newsday.
You were really late today. You were really late, so I was doing your job this morning.
Yeah, but you labeled them together. You labeled them, like, they're all in green.
Oh, really? That's weird, because I'm pretty sure next to it in huge bold letters it says, like, this is going to be a topic today. These are going to be news bits for you to use for your Tuesday Newsday.
I'm sorry, this is a big failure.
I'm a loving, caring co-host who takes care of you when you are really late able to do your job, and this is what happens.
I just want to make sure that you know I was only 3 minutes late.
It was a serious 3 minutes. Wow, it's only 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow, I work fast.
Yeah.
I did a lot in 3 minutes. Yeah. Are you ready now?
Yes, now that
Cheers
I see.
Say.
Now that I see. Okay, go for it. Breaking news! Someone hacked Burger King's official Twitter feed Monday and changed it to McDonald's.
Yes!
Everything from the page's logo to its header image was altered before the account was shut down. The hackers also tweeted out a bunch of craziness. McDonald's tweeted that it had nothing to do with the Burger King hack. I didn't even know they had Twitter.
I didn't either.
That's really funny.
I guess.
Breaking news! A man who tried to break out of his own bedroom using a rope made of bedsheets is lucky to be alive. A woman who caught the entire incident on camera told the press in Estonia that she spotted the 35-year-old man climbing out of his 8th-floor apartment using a makeshift rope from the bedsheets that he tied together.
Yep.
What is it, like Rapunzel or?
Hey.
He succeeded climbing one story down, but the sheets didn't withstand the weight of the 7th story.
Well, he was on the 7th story, so it's like 7 stories. Oh, sorry. Okay.
The man was able to walk away from the fall thanks to the large amount of snow that accumulated on the ground beneath him. The man was apparently attempting to flee his apartment after having been locked out the bedroom by his possessive wife.
Have you ever done that before?
Locked my husband out of the bedroom?
No. Oh. Scaled a window with bed sheets.
Because I've only ever seen that in movies, and I also saw Mary Poppins, and I know the whole umbrella thing, it doesn't work. So I'm not going to try the bed sheets, because it would slip, right?
No, it works.
Oh, okay.
I was in military school once.
Oh.
I slept on the 3rd floor. I may or may not have done that once or twice.
You just tied them together?
Yeah, you tie them together, and then I had two roommates, and they stood at the door, and one of them wrapped it around himself and tied it, and the other one just, like, helped. So there's 3 of us. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's a true story, actually. I'd completely forgot about it until you started telling that. Then I'm like, oh, I've done that. It was like, oh, man, I'm old. It's like 16 years ago. 17
wow.
years ago.
So in the 90s?
Yes, wow. In the 90s. In the 90s.
The 90s.
Breaking news!
Breaking news! Singapore has seen a dramatic increase in extortion cases involving... Oh, I can't read this. Nude photos of men. Why would you highlight this?
Go ahead. This is what happens when you're late and I have to pick your news stories.
In 2012, more than 50 cases were reported to Singapore police in which men were convinced to strip down in front of web cameras for desirable women. Why are you making me read this?
This is news, bro.
Only to have screenshots of their actions used against them.
Yeah.
There were 11 cases in 2011.
I'm just saying. Dudes, if you're online and some attractive person tries to get you to strip in front of a webcam, don't do it. It's called extortion.
This is something to do.
Especially if it's in Singapore. You know what I'm saying?
What is what does Johnny Depp say?
It's like a public service announcement.
Johnny Depp, he says,
I don't know.
Obviously, you've never been to Singapore.
Oh.
In the beginning, the first movie? Pirates?
Yes.
Okay.
Pirates. He's been in like 1,000 movies.
The first Pirates.
What does Johnny Depp say?
Well,
he says a lot of things.
His line about Singapore.
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello. He says, what else does he say? Stever!
I'm pretty sure whatever he says, he doesn't sound like he's on Downton Abbey.
He has a really fake accent.
Wow.
In Pirates.
But he's not...
breaking news! Police in Australia responded to an accident. While investigating the accident, the female driver who caused it asked if she could sit in a police officer's car. Not a good decision on the woman's part. After a while, the cruiser, it began to reek of alcohol. She got a free ride to jail.
What?
Yeah, she put herself in the cop car. She was drunk.
Ah, okay.
She was drunk.
Got it. I didn't connect the dots. I'm like, well, why did it all of a sudden start smelling like alcohol? I get it now. It's
okay.
Terrible news.
Ready for more? One more.
Really?
Yeah.
Fine.
Breaking news. This one's straight from the studio. Downton Abbey has been ruined for me.
Are you serious? I tried so hard to keep you from that. To shield you.
So I don't know exactly who.
You don't know who?
No, don't tell me. Because yesterday, I'm doing this whole hair model thing, right?
Uh-huh.
And Jen, my hairstylist,
uh-huh.
whom I love,
yeah.
was doing my hair, makeup, and she's talking to Rita.
Uh-huh. And, oh, no.
And they're like, oh, my gosh. What did you think? Well, I'm pretty upset. Well, I'm pretty upset, too. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe he died. Oh, my gosh. I'm like, whoa. What are you guys talking about? They're like, oh, and then Rita's like, no, we're not talking about anything. I'm like, are you guys talking about a show right now? What show are you guys talking about? Nope, not a show that you watch. And Jen's like, oh, we're talking about Downton Abbey. I'm like, no! And I just wanted to die.
Yeah.
I wanted to die.
So
someone dies and everyone's upset about it. And the thing is, I've already had to deal with enough death in Downton Abbey already, okay? I am not ready for this.
I don't know. I don't even know.
All I know is that if Cousin Matthew is no longer... I can't even look at you right now. I can't look at you because I don't want to know what your reaction is.
You need to stop talking about it. You need to go home and watch your stupid show. Because it's a show I don't even care about, but I'm a good friend. So the second I saw news on like Yahoo and everywhere else, it was like, whoa. Mitch, go home and watch your show because
I'm
apparently...
I'm sorry I didn't have time last
apparently
night.
Apparently crazy girls
don't
everywhere
you,
are
you.
Upset.
No.
Pulling their funding
gosh.
Of PBS.
Cousin Matthew. No.
I'm not telling. I didn't say that. Only girls watch Downton Abbey and my best friend Joey. Just watch your stupid show.
Okay. I'm
more
sorry.
Stressed out about you not knowing what's happening and everybody else in the world talking about it than anything.
Yesterday, I could not believe. It was like that moment. Like I said yesterday, my heart just dropped because... I found out before I read the book that Snape killed Dumbledore.
Oh my gosh. Like, spoiler alert.
Ugh.
Spoiler alert.
Hopefully you're not reading
alert.
Harry Potter 11 years later because that's what happens. Just watch the movies now.
You know what? Spoiler alert.
So people who watch the movies have no
idea. You
gonna
be okay?
No, I was really upset.
But you're so upset that yesterday when I warned you and said it's all over the
news.
My
husband got home and he was sick, so I tended to a sick husband.
Oh. Sick husband, huh?
Yes.
Wow. I've heard that storyline before.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't. That's totally possible. That's possible. Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it's a husband.
Matthew
I don't
Crowley
even know if it's
is
a
my
dude.
Favorite.
Is he a husband?
He is, yes, to oh. Lady Mary. Michelle Dockery.
Lady Mary's his wife?
Yes.
Oh,
shut
no.
up. Oh, my gosh. I'm leaving.
Don't go. Don't go. I'll stop talking right now.
This is the worst.
It is the worst. I know something you don't. And you better be very thankful that I'm a good friend
Thank
and
you.
I haven't ruined anything.
You've ruined
so
much.
And I've tried to, like, shield you from all the news everywhere. People are pulling their funding from PBS over this.
I know.
Over a stupid television show.
It's not stupid.
Good news, everybody who supports PBS in Downton Abbey. You can pull your funding and come over here.
Oh, my God.
Support us. We're non-com. Hey, come on. We provide a public broadcast
service. PBS.
We'll start our own British show. Oh, hello, Mitch. I live in the 1700s and I live in a castle and it's really boring.
You're a creeper.
That's what it's like, right?
No.
Oh.
Well, actually, it's probably pretty boring, but there is drama that's happening.
That doesn't... Okay.
Oh my gosh.
You're gonna be okay. You're going to be okay. All right?
Okay.
It's going to be all right. You should go watch it right now.
Yeah, I need to. I need to go start PBS.org. It's where I'm going.
All right. Got some Matthew Perryman Jones for you now.
Don't you dare.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Tracing cracks. Vocal few will make it someday. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning, 648. Hey.
Yeah.
People were born today.
Uh-oh, is it time?
It is time.
All right.
I want to wish a very happy birthday to Leslie David Baker.
Of course!
Stanley in The Office. From The Office. Whenever I stutter, I think of Stanley. Because he says...
His name is Leslie?
Leslie, yeah. That's like a normal... Okay, a lot of guys have
53.
A name.
53.
55. Whenever I think of Stanley, I think of... Whenever I stutter, I think of Stanley because he goes, "Did I stutter?" And I'm like, "Yes, yes, I did. Yes, I did."
Happy birthday, Stanley.
Leslie. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell.
I don't talk about him.
Who is he?
He's the commissioner.
Who's that?
He's the guy that's in charge of football operations.
And you're mad at him?
He's just lame.
Are you going to say dumb?
No. I can't be mad at him. He's just trying to make the game safe.
How old is
even
he?
Even though he's ruining it. 54.
He's 54.
Nuh-uh!
He's 54.
Yes! You gotta dance! Gotta dance with me. Come on. Like Ray's room. Raise the chicken coop.
I don't think so.
Come on!
I don't want it. Raise the chicken coop.
Come on, bro. I got it right. That's the way the game works.
No, I'm proud of you. I was proud of you. You didn't have to stop me. A very happy birthday to Victoria Justice.
Oh, of course, of the Justice League.
Yeah.
Hello, 47.
20.
Wow. I don't know who that is.
to Benicio Del Toro.
Yes. 52.
46.
Ah.
Justine Bateman from Family Ties.
44.
47. To Seal.
That's Jason Bateman's sister.
I figured.
Okay.
Seal? To Seal?
To Seal?
I don't know who Seal is.
You don't know who Seal is? Together. That's not Seal.
That's not Seal.
That's not Seal. Oh, it's Family Ties.
Oh, Family Ties.
We're going through this pretty quick. You don't know Seal?
No.
Kiss from a Rose? Seal? Seal. I gotta find Seal.
Seal.
I gotta find Seal. Seal! He was married to Heidi Klum until, like, this year.
Seal.
Yeah, Seal, dude.
Is that a guy or is that a band?
It's a dude! Seal!
Okay, I know the song.
This is Seal!
I really like this song.
Yeah, it's Seal!
I didn't know that was his name.
That's his real name.
You're lying.
Yeah.
Totally lying.
He is. Stand by. There used to be a great. This is a great song.
I know this song.
This is Seal. Thank you for that, producer man. The light on 50s. 57.
50.
He's 50?
He's 50.
Okay. Okay.
To Haley Duff.
Oh,
happy
course.
Birthday to Haley Duff.
No. Who's that? Hillary Duff's sister?
Yes.
23.
28.
Oh, I don't know.
Hillary Duff is older than me.
Is Haley Duff older than Hillary? Oh, I don't know who that is.
To Prince Andrew, Duke of York.
Oh, Prince. I love Prince. He did a killer halftime show at the Super Bowl. That guy's amazing. 26.
So 53.
Okay.
To Jeff Daniels.
Hi, Jeff Daniels, Dumb and Dumber.
Mm-hmm.
51.
58.
58?
Uh-huh.
Man, I am awful today.
Last but not least, a very happy birthday to singer Smokey Robinson.
64.
Ooh, 73.
Wow.
You suck.
Did you know that Smokey Robinson is responsible for all of the greatness of the Temptations? You see, Smokey Robinson was helping them write. And to that point, Eddie Kendrick was the front man of the Temptations. He had the high voice.
Uh-huh.
And he wrote this hit, and he said, this is the one. This is the one. And Eddie Kendrick's like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to sing it. And he said, actually, this song is for David Ruffin, who did not sing lead at the time. And he said, David, I wrote the song in your range, and I want you to sing it. Now, the name of that song is My Girl. And it became an international sensation, and the Temptations are one of the greatest Motown acts of all time. Smokey Robinson! It's because of Smokey. Did you know that?
I didn't. I didn't know you knew that.
I am a ginormous Smokey Robinson / Temptations. I love the Temptations, dude. I love Temptations. As does Steve Reimer. I love Smokey Robinson.
What?
Nothing. Just giggling to myself.
Of course. Today is...
Hold, stand by. My girl. Okay, go ahead.
Today is also Chocolate Mint Day.
Chocolate mint?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So anyone
like mint
who's
chocolate
in,
chip?
Anyone who's in a hotel gets a lot of chocolate mints.
Oh, chocolate
today.
Mints. Okay.
Chocolate mints.
Like the things they
like
give
Andy's.
You at the end of the bill at Olive Garden when they're like, here, this only costs you $83. Here's a free mint. Yeah. Oh, thank you for not ripping me off big time.
Right?
Sweet. Thank you. Thank you so much. This mint makes it go down so much smoother.
Today is also single tasking day.
What does that even mean?
Multitasking is ineffective. Today, do only one thing at a time.
It's my day!
Without feeling guilty.
All you single taskers out there.
This is... That's for you. Like, this day was created for you.
It was created for me. I cannot multitask. I
must
single-task.
Hey, while you're reading that, can you just answer this question?
What?
Hey, can you answer this question?
Hold on.
Hey, no, just right now. Just right now. Yes or no?
Yes.
You didn't hear what I said. Hold on.
Okay. I can multitask.
No, you can't at all.
I can't do it.
It's the worst.
That's okay. Today's my day.
Today is also... Hey, today's your day for real. Today is also double lunch day.
Wow.
The lunch break is one of the best parts of the day, so today, take two.
I'm going to take two lunches.
An early lunch and a late lunch.
Going to do it.
Just do it. There you go.
There you go.
You stay.
Congratulations to everybody who's alive, and it's your birthday.
Yes, happy birthday. You made it another year.
Good job. Coming right back, we're going to talk a little bit about technology and the advances in technology and the decline of communication.
Was that one that I wasn't supposed to be?
Maybe.
Okay.
And or a technological advancement that is making a comeback that you're very excited about.
Yes.
I guess we might need to talk about
just
that coming up.
Touch on it. Just a little.
Also, more Motown today from Smokey and maybe the Temptations, maybe.
Sounds good to me. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Anchor Braille, find me. Kicking off your 7 o'clock hour.
Good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of kicking things off, I know you're excited. It's 2013.
The new year.
Looks as though Bandai is kicking off something. In fact, I found the commercial for you right here.
It's Tamagotchi Sweet 16 this year, and to celebrate, we're giving you the gift. The first ever official Tamagotchi Life app based on the original virtual pet, and it's yours, free. It's just like the virtual pet you love, only better.
Yeah, for
it's
free.
It's in color, features original characters in higher resolution, and a place to keep your Tamagotchi collection.
Woo-hoo!
It's Tamagotchi to go on your Android smartphone and tablet. We want everyone to join in the celebration.
I'll do
so
it.
So tell your friends to download. Simply click on the app download tab and follow instructions.
So did you hear that?
Are you going to go download it now?
I wish. Yes.
You can't.
What? What?
Because it's only for Androids and you have an iPhone.
You know what?
Oh, thanks for playing, though. It's okay. It's okay.
It's the worst.
Yeah, that's right. The Tamagotchi has returned. I never had one of these things.
Okay. How dare you?
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
One of these amazing technological advances.
Technological. Okay. But, okay.
So the Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi.
Whatever.
Tamagotchi.
They got an app. They're hoping to revive the electronic pet craze of the 90s. You actually got one about a week ago.
Yes.
A real
pet. A week ago today, actually, I received a Gigapet.
Which I killed.
Okay. Can we talk about this? This was not okay.
I didn't mean to.
His name was Duck. He's a cat.
All right.
And I was taking really good care
of
him.
You really were.
And what happened? Go ahead. Tell me what happened.
No,
tell me what happened.
We were working on a show, and so you had him in my office, and, you know, feeding him, doing all that stupid things that you do. And you left it in there, and then you went home. And I was still here working diligently, because I do. Work for many hours. And I looked over, and I saw it, and I was like, okay, what is this all about? What do I got to do? Let's make this thing happen because apparently it's a big deal. So I got the little pet dude and I started trying to figure out how to make it work.
You didn't figure out how to make it work. You just killed him.
I fed him.
And you killed him.
And it felt like he was still hungry.
I got back the next day and it said game over.
I didn't know you could overfeed him.
Game over.
Game over. All of a sudden, I looked and it was like, game over. I'm like, what does that mean?
That means I have to start over from scratch.
I didn't know. I've never had one of these stupid things.
Yeah, so you don't mess with it. He was exactly where I needed him to be.
So are you going to name him Duck again?
That sounds rude. That might be really mean.
Why? Because had Duck for like 3 days before
Duck,
I killed him.
In memory of Duck. Okay, gotta go get a goose now or something.
Oh, man. So apparently Tamagotchi hoping to revive this pet craze of the 90s when my co-host was 5. General Ghost, give me to the waves now. Static Radio, good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
And welcome back to life, Tamagotchi.
That's right. I'm so excited about the Tamagotchi.
Bandai and Sync Beats Entertainment are trying to bring back the electronic pet craze of the 90s. They got a new mobile app launching, it launched actually last Thursday. And you've been freaking out hoping that they'll actually get this going for iPhone.
I freaked out over one comment just now.
Oh, great. So here's the deal. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. What from the 90s needs to make a comeback?
Okay. We have a list right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Jack on Facebook says Hot Wheels.
Okay. Did they ever really go anywhere?
I'm wondering if they actually went anywhere, because whenever I'm shopping for a little boy, I'm like, and Hot Wheels, there they are, cool. They're like a dollar.
Yep.
JD says, I will preach this to my last breath. I would love to have a crystal clear Pepsi and Pop Quiz colored popcorn.
Wow. Wow.
Creepy Caleb says, There was a show? I mean, yeah, the show, totally. I don't know what that means. What is that?
No clue.
Oh, dinosaurs. Oh, he's talking about his previous comment, dinosaurs.
Oh,
he meant dinosaurs.
There's a really great show called Dinosaurs. I say really great. It was terrible.
It was awful.
It was
like
so
these
dumb
crappy puppet thingies.
Yeah.
And all I remember is a little baby dinosaur saying, "Not the mama!" And he hit somebody over the head with a pan. Jeremy says Pitfall. I don't know what that is. What is
Pitfall
that?
Pitfall did come back, dude. There's a new free app of Pitfall. Activision totally revamped it, and it seriously did come back. Merry Christmas. You're welcome.
Jackie,
it's pretty great.
Jackie says, all that, the show, all that. It was on Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
It had Kenan and Kel. It had Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, no,
Kenan.
I know.
Amanda Bynes was on it.
Okay.
It was back in the 90s.
No clue.
What's cool about Nickelodeon is that they have it's like they brought back the 90s to Nickelodeon, but only at night.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Can I be honest? I'm a little older, so for me, Nickelodeon was you can't do that on television when Alanis Morissette was a kid on the show.
Ooh. Wow.
She was a teenager when I was a little kid, but
so
still,
like
that was
childhood.
It. Yeah, the green slime. Double Dare?
Yes.
Double Dare?
Yes.
See?
You're a kid in the 80s.
That was the show, bro.
Thebe says the Cosby Show ended in 92.
Oh,
so.
Okay. That counts.
Yes.
Static!
I want Duck Hunt back.
Duck Hunt?
Like original, like Nintendo.
Yeah, Duck
Dude,
Hunt.
I'm
I need that. There's nothing even close to it anymore. I mean, you have the Wii, but it's not as cool as Duck Hunt.
I
agree. The little dog that laps. And,
oh.
I'm reminiscing now.
The nostalgia.
Have a good morning.
Yeah.
You too.
Thanks, bye.
All right, bye. Maybe they could make like a Duck Dynasty video
Duck
game,
no,
and
it'd
be like Duck Dynasty Hunt, and they have like the dog, and then they just flap around.
Duck Dynasty Hunt.
Yeah.
Oh, that was good.
I'm just saying.
I loved Duck Hunt.
I did too. I had the little, you know, the NES with the...
I remember just holding the little play gun and being like, I can't believe my TV knows that I'm shooting it. And like,
I love how you have both hands up as if you had like this rifle. It was this little pistol.
It was a little tiny thing. I would just do this. Actually, I started out like that, but by the end, I was just like close to the TV.
I would go sideways. I'm just kidding.
Kill shot.
Duck Hunt! They don't have stuff like that.
No.
They keep trying, and it's just not
the same.
Yeah, not the same at all.
If I could get my hands on a Nintendo or a Super Nintendo, I would probably be the happiest person alive.
Well, now they have, like,
I don't want it on the Wii. I don't want that.
Like
I want original.
Yeah,
I want my controller. I want...
You want to have to...
Yes.
Blow in the cartridges, make sure
and
they work.
And then slam it in, and, like, yes. That's
no,
what I want.
I know.
Micah says, JNCO jeans.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No.
Awesome fashion. Those pockets were so big.
I worked at one of my first jobs in the mall at a place called Mr. Rags. It is no longer around. And that's like what we sold. We sold big old like FUBU and JNCOs. And I wore
JNCO
all
jeans.
That stuff.
I had a pair of
my pockets.
Yeah, I had a pair of JNCO jeans.
Yeah.
I loved them. Okay, this is... I don't know why I was so into this, but I love the huge JNCO jeans with, like, a tiny shirt.
Rave girl.
I just thought it looked so cool.
Static!
Hey, guess what? This is Mom Fernando.
Mom Fernando!
What's up? Do you know what? Jed has the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo.
Oh, dude, that's legit right there.
I'm so jealous of him.
That's pretty legit.
Yeah, and he has, like, tons of games with that thing, and every once in a while he hooks it up and we just laugh about it.
See, I'm telling you.
I love playing Super Mario, Star Fox.
Oh!
So fun.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
I had so many racing games.
They have all the PlayStations also, too.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
So, we just laugh about it every time they play Duck Hunt, too.
See,
I'm telling you.
Thanks, Mom Fernando.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. And then Mortal Kombat.
See, nowadays, they got with the like Wii and stuff, you can buy like the old games.
But it's not the same.
It's got the new controller.
I want the
that.
Old controller. That's what I know how to work. It's there's two buttons on the right side. Two.
Exactly. See?
Love it.
If only.
I got really good at that game. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
Tamagotchi returned last week. The electronic bet was reborn as an app, and Bandai says they're not done. I'm going to be putting out a clothing line later this year.
Ooh.
90s stuff making a comeback. Furby came back recently. I wasn't allowed to have a Furby, like mostly because I was a teenager and I didn't care, but...
Also because people thought it was about the government.
Or the devil.
Oh, okay.
I'm not kidding. I remember people in my church being like, it's speaking in tongues. It's
no, it
evil.
Is not.
Because you can't understand what it's saying. People freaked when that thing came out.
I don't think my mom would allow me to have one because she's afraid it was something with the government. Well, I don't know that for sure.
It could record you?
Yeah, it could record you. It memorized how you were talking.
Back then it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was kind of a huge thing.
Yeah.
So, I wonder where that Tamagotchi clothing is going to be sold. Probably just like Hot Topic. It's my guess.
For real.
Yeah. I remember, well, never mind. Speaking of, Mom Fernando just called in. This is from Jed Fernando. All of that and Boy Meets World. And Bobby's World. Did you ever watch Bobby's World?
Of course.
Hey, Bobby.
And then the mom was like, oh, don't you know?
Don't you know?
Yeah.
But, okay, Boy Meets World is returning, called Girl Meets World. Corey and Topanga are married with a kid. And they have all signed on. Actually, I can't say they all. At least Ben Savage and Danielle Fishel have, which are Corey and Topanga.
Good to
Ryder
know.
Strong, who played Sean.
Wow.
That's his name. Ryder Strong.
You know way too much about this.
Has not been asked to rejoin the cast.
No.
It's really sad because he was my favorite.
However, he is on the sixth season of Celebrity Rehab, so that's good.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
Don't spread lies like that. Do not make fun of him. He is my favorite.
I forget the 90s is like, this is your playground. This is your stomping grounds. You're excited
Speaking
right now.
Speaking of playgrounds, everyone has these.
ABC?
These,
yeah, I know.
No, everyone has these really cool playgrounds now. Yeah. My playground were like monster truck tires.
Yeah.
And those slides
swings.
That hurt swings and those slides that.
Metal slides.
And you climb like 30 feet in the air.
Yeah.
To go down this metal slide that burned your skin.
Of course, because it's
And it was all sand. There was no wood chips.
Of course.
So those are my playgrounds.
Yeah. They still have those playgrounds.
Really?
They're called,
where?
Playgrounds.
They're called construction sites.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Tamagotchi making a return. What else needs to return from the 90s? Don't forget, coming up in 11 minutes,
New Music Tuesday.
I'm excited, dude. We got a lot of stuff to get through.
Yes, we do.
We got 8 new jams to play for you, including brand new stuff from Rest, band that opened for Spoken and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. We've got some stuff from a solo artist who was at one time the front man of a band we played in the 90s.
I love the 90s.
Maybe 2000s.
Oh, well, I wasn't a huge fan in 2000s. A lot of
Doing some
fashion
solo
mistakes
stuff.
I regret.
Excited to play that. We got a lot of stuff to premiere today. So we'll get to that right around the corner, about 10 minutes away now from New Music Tuesday. Got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Need to Breathe and more of your comments. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Twin Radio. The Bonham Blues. Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning. 9:10 right now.
Welcome to the show. And speaking of 9Ds, you've been like freaking out all morning.
Okay, yeah.
Forget all morning for the last week. Tamagotchi announced they are rehatching.
Yes.
As an app, actually. Bandai and Sync Beats Entertainment revived the electronic pet, hopefully bringing about a new craze for a new generation. You actually have a Gigapet or whatever that thing
yes,
is.
Yes, I have a Gigapet.
Yes.
It's a kitty.
That you got from Aiden, a listener.
Yes. Thank you, Aiden.
I killed it, and I apologize.
Yeah, I know. It was the worst. Now I have to somehow figure out how to fix him. I know. I just pressed the reset
button. He was hungry, bro, so I kept feeding him.
And you made him really sick.
Apparently, you can't. You
and
should
angry,
not overfeed your
do
animal.
Do not overfeed the
yeah,
Gigapet.
Yeah, don't just keep giving them food. They'll die.
But Tamagotchi
yeah,
is back.
Making a comeback. The app is called Tamagotchi Life. L-I-F-E, standing for Love is Fun Everywhere.
That's right.
Much like the original one, I guess it tasks users with taking care of a virtual pet by pressing buttons that simulate feeding, disciplining, playing with the critter on the screen. And if the Tamagotchi gets neglected, it dies.
Unfortunately, it's only available for Android right now.
Do we really need another something that we have
yes.
to take care of right now? People are on their Instagram like every 8 minutes as it is. Now it's going to be Instagram, and then they're going to have to go back and check the Tamagotchi. And then they'll go back to Instagram or their Facebook or whatever.
I feel like
and then they'll go back to Tamagotchi.
I want the Tamagotchi back because, like, for, like, nostalgia. I just really want to remember. I know that whenever I hear Steve's phone go off, like the ding, 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 I'm like, oh, I know that sound. It makes me so happy.
So the question became, what needs to make a comeback from the 90s? Because Furby already made a comeback, Tickle Me Elmo, you know, stuff like that. Now Tamagotchi returning. What do you miss? What would you like to have back in your life? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I'm starting with Dave Myers. It was my favorite. I like got really giddy whenever I saw this. He said TGIF.
Ah, yes.
TGIF.
No, I was thinking of the restaurant.
No, it's not. That's TGI Fridays.
Yeah, that's what TGIF stands for.
I know what TGIF stands for, but this is TGIF. It's like Static U on Saturday nights at 6, except it was TGIF on
Friday.
ABC, yeah. I think.
Okay, whatever.
Starting at like maybe 6.
No clue.
But it had Boy Meets World.
Family Matters?
No, Family Matters wasn't on there. Mm-hmm. I know there's like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Full House?
No, those are the morning shows.
Oh, I don't know.
You're talking about morning stuff.
I don't know. Static.
Yeah, Saturday morning cartoons need to come back, definitely.
Yes, good ones.
Good ones, because there's plenty of Saturday morning cartoons right now.
I really enjoyed Recess.
I don't remember that. Like, what would be a good one? What would be a good one to bring back?
Pepper Ann.
Hang up. Fine.
Pepper Ann. You don't remember
no
Pepper
clue.
Ann?
Okay. No.
That was like
my boys watch Saturday morning cartoons, and right now it is, I'm trying to think what they were watching this last week. Clone Wars.
X-Men was on a lot.
Justice League.
Spider-Man.
Or whatever. Young Justice, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Green Lantern. So they watch all those, but yeah, I don't know.
I loved Saturday morning cartoons. let's see. Randy says, good economy.
Oh, that's not a bad one.
Rosanna says jeans that cover your butt.
Yeah, I like that too.
The ones that like went up to here?
Yeah, the ones that actually fit people. Yeah, I like that. Real quick on the Saturday cartoons, actually, apparently a show that is still around that people just need to start watching regularly, Sesame Street.
Why?
Anyone with a 6-year-old, I have a 7 and 9-year-old, they can tell you. Kids mirror what they see on TV.
It's true. They do.
The journal Pediatrics released a study showing it's not how much TV kids watch that matters. It's what they watch. Whether it's 20 minutes or 20 hours, the more aggressive the shows like Power Rangers, Mitch.
Whatever.
The more aggressive the child.
I learned how to fend for myself because of that show.
Right. Okay. Doctors are encouraging parents actually to flip the channel to something a little more educational like Sesame Street.
Okay. Let's talk about a few things that Sesame Street has touched on lately.
D is for divorce.
Yes.
That was a big one recently that they've touched on that got parents in an uproar.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Here's the thing about Sesame Street. It's a fun, cute show with... And I'm not... Should I go with here? Do I go here?
You go wherever you want. I'm not stopping.
They say things that you're like, yeah, I don't... As a Christian, I don't agree
right.
with that.
Right.
And they do things that I'm like, that is not okay. Good thing this 4-year-old niece of mine doesn't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, well, according to the journal Pediatrics, they're telling you, watch some Sesame Street.
Because they're gentle and nice... Is that why?
I don't know. What made me nervous was talking about the aggressive shows, because I'm like, my kids watch Star Wars, The Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. They watch Green Lantern. They watch Young Justice.
You know
although yesterday we were watching Adventure Time.
Okay.
Rocking some Adventure Time. But that's just a weird show.
It looks weird. But it
I
looks
love
like
it,
fun.
Though. It's great. So... Things that need to make a comeback from the 90s, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or, of course, 505-338-3700. It is 9:15.
There is traffic.
You can do it.
Actually, there's not a lot going on. But road construction, roadway is reduced to one lane. Unser at I-40. There is more construction work. Right lane is closed. 3rd Street Northwest South at Marble. Actually, that entire area, I was down there yesterday.
Yeah.
Not easy to maneuver, especially one-way streets and construction at the same time. Just don't even bother going
down. No bueno.
No. Bridge repair, Montaño Northwest at Culture, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Traffic also brought to you by the Tamagotchi.
That's right.
It's Tamagotchi Sweet 16 this year. And to celebrate, we're giving you the gift. The first ever 16. Official Tamagotchi Life app based on the original virtual pet. And it's yours.
How
free.
Old was I 16
it's
years ago?
It's just like the virtual pet you...
Will you stop talking?
I'm sorry.
It's in color, features original characters and higher resolution.
Was it in color before?
No.
A place to keep your Tamagotchi collection. Tamagotchi to go on your Android smartphone and tablet.
Oh, it says Android. Never says iPhone.
So tell your friends to download. Click on the app download tab and follow instructions.
Sorry.
I just keep thinking of American Idol every time
Sounds like a dying cat.
I'd also like to apologize to everyone for my typo on Facebook. Sorry, it's there, not there.
What?
I'm sorry. I was talking.
Are making their way back.
I was talking while I was writing this, and so.
Yeah.
Oh well.
Good job, you.
Thanks to whoever pointed
something
that out.
Something I would like to make a comeback, your grammar then.
I know.
There you go.
My grammar.
What would you like to see?
Phonics.
Hooked on Phonics. Hooked on Phonics. That can make a comeback.
In my life.
Yeah.
Casey says, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Ah, yes.
In
West Philadelphia.
Born and raised.
On the playground.
Is where I spent most of my days.
Yeah, I got it.
Friends, Coach. Do you remember Coach?
Of course.
Home Improvement. Married with Children. Or is it
Love and Marriage? Yeah. I actually have that in here somewhere.
It's page. There it is.
Yeah. That doesn't need to make a comeback, does it?
With Al. Wasn't that his name?
Al Bundy?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bundys?
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to watch that show.
It was like, I was surprised.
Gnarly. That was Fox. When Fox first started, it was shows like Married with Children. It was The Simpsons. It was In Living Color. It was shows like that.
My parents let me watch that, but I always remember thinking, I don't think they're making good jokes.
Yeah.
Like, they're not nice jokes. Like, but no. The thing is, I could probably watch it now and laugh a little bit more, but I go back to Full House, which is another one on the list of shows that shouldn't come back, actually. And I'm like, wow, I thought this show was hilarious. It's awful.
Really?
Full House, not good.
Just not funny?
Not funny.
It was clean, it was just not funny. Things from the 90s should stay in the 90s.
Roseanne.
I don't want things to make comebacks simply because when things try and come back,
they ruin it.
99.9% of the time.
You know, that's a correct statistic.
It sucks.
Yeah. Yeah,
you remember it fondly from childhood, and then you watch it again,
like,
never-ending story, and you're like, bro.
That movie sucks.
This is boring. It was bad. So at least Tamagotchi's getting like a color makeover.
Yeah, at least.
I don't know.
Pariah says integrity.
Yes.
She would. And then Thebes. Come on, Thebes. I would rather speak of what should not make a comeback. And he says, New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
Backstreet Boys.
Right.
Just so you know, Backstreet Boys are back already, Thebes. And I heard one of their songs on the radio, and I was like, oh, no way.
Backstreet's back, all right.
And he says, I've never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Spice Girls, Mile High Bangs.
Oh, man.
I had those. Slap Bracelets.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, good. American Gladiators.
What?
Whatever. That show was bomb, and you know, okay.
They tried to bring that back with Hulk Hogan, and it was terrible.
He says, I would probably watch it with celebrities competing.
Yeah.
They kind of have a show like that, but it's not American Gladiator. It's the
Celebrity Rehab.
No, it's the
Celebrity Apprentice.
Dang
Celebrity
it.
Celebrity Survivor.
It's some show. It's
golf.
In Japanese.
Celebrity.
It's in Japanese. What's it called? It's a show.
Wipeout.
Ninja Warrior. No, it's not Celebrity. It's awesome. I love watching it. It's kind of like American Gladiator.
I can't watch any of those reality TV shows. Can't do it.
Aww.
The Onslaught of Corey Haim, Corey Feldman movies?
Yes. Too soon.
No, not too soon.
One of them
okay.
is no longer
It's okay,
alive.
Buddy.
Weren't they like the Hugs Not Drugs and they were like anti-drug and then one of them died of a drug overdose?
Yeah, way to bring that
Sad.
Up. Way to bring that up.
Casey says, hey, dude, and Salute Your Shorts on Nickelodeon. Jack writes, Dragon Tales. No.
Remember Dragon Tales?
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-mm. That should not return.
Static!
Yo, what up?
What up?
Dude, Saved by the Bell.
Yes
dude. Yes, there you go.
I've seen every episode of that.
That's all right.
What about, I was older on this one, but I still loved it, is Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
Never seen
it. Those fans are freaking hilarious.
You are a fan of Brian. Oh my gosh, I love Malcolm. Frankie Muniz, who plays Malcolm in the Middle, is a drummer in a band that we just premiered on New Music Tuesday
last week. Yeah, Kingsfoil.
Kingsfoil, that's right.
What's the band called?
Kingsfoil. He's the drummer.
They weren't bad either.
Yeah, that's what he's doing these days.
Drumming.
Kingsfoil. So there you go.
Is it a culture shock or is it a Christian band?
There are band members in the band that are believers. So
nice.
That's how we got a hold of it. So, yeah.
Nice. That's enough.
So we played it for New Music Tuesday. It did not make a return, though.
No, it didn't.
So,
but they weren't bad.
There you go. All right, pool boy.
All right, love you guys.
Love you too, bro. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. What needs to make a comeback? Music?
Yes.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Standing small, man overboard. Static Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've been talking about this Tamagotchi making a return. The whole electronic pet craze, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make a comeback.
Trying. It just did.
With all the crazy tech going on, it's no surprise to read this article. Mobile phones, you know, they help keep us in touch when we're away from home with our family members. But according to the latest survey, nearly 50% now use phones and computers to communicate with friends and family in the same house.
Love it.
This is real.
Well, you know what? I prefer that. Sorry.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you guys have two stories.
Yeah.
Do you text your husband
I do,
in your house?
I do most of the time, but there's times where I'm like, okay, if I scream loud enough, can he hear me? And I'll scream like, hey, and he can't hear me. And like, there's even times where I'm like, I'm going to the vents in the house because there's like the vent system, and I'll scream into the vents. Maybe sometimes he can hear that, and it just call him done.
Wow.
And half the time he has his music on anyway. So if his music stops playing off on his phone, that means his phone is ringing and he has to go over and check it.
All right.
There you go.
You know what? You just said something that made me realize I do this too at home. Because we have a one-story house. We have like a smaller home.
Not for long. Anyway.
And I'll text, toilet paper! I've done that before. That's the one time where I'm thankful for that. But in a recent survey, 45% admitted that they use phone calls, text messages, tweets, and emails rather than bothering to go into the next room to talk to the other members of the house. I don't know how I feel about this. 505-338-3700, the phone number. The rise in the number of portable devices has created a generation who basically cannot switch off, i.e. Mitch staring at her phone right now, even while I'm telling this story.
Sorry, I'm looking up something.
25% of the population admitted they checked their email and messages in bed. 1 in 10 in the bathroom, so 9 others out of the 10 were lying. Come on. 1 in 10, really? Let's take a survey. 50% at least of the people in this room probably check their phones while they're in the bathroom.
Yeah, I know you do.
Mitch, survey says?
I leave my phone. You can ask anyone who walks into the bathroom after me. I leave my phone on the counter.
Okay. All right. Static.
Hey, that's about 2 steps down from the people in Wally who are communicating their little TVs on their chairs.
For real. I'm telling you.
It's an epidemic.
It's getting there. We're getting chubbier and lazier. It's happening.
Yeah, unfortunately. But
yeah, thanks for the call. Static.
Hey. My husband has a home office. He sends me texts that say, please bring me coffee.
No way! I'm telling you, dude.
Oh,
thank you for
man.
The call. 505-338-3700. 45% of people admitted that they use phone calls, texts, tweets, and emails. Like, to me, those are the crazy ones. Like, if you're Facebooking your spouse in the other room, hey, I love you. Hey.
Yeah, it leaves it so not romantic at all.
Portable devices. They've created a generation who basically can't go anywhere without their phone. Can't switch off. 25% of the population admitting they check their emails and messages in bed. The poll of 2,500 adults found that twice as many people said that the item they would least like to lose in their life was their smartphone. Twice as many people would least like to lose their smartphone over their wedding or engagement ring.
Oh my gosh.
That's where we're at.
No. Actually, you know what? I can attest to this because I lost my wedding ring. And I did not lose my phone. And turns out my wedding ring is way more expensive than my phone.
Well, I don't know. On average, check this out. According to this poll, on average, women own about $6,300 worth of technological devices.
Wow.
Male's own? Yes.
More.
$6,600. Okay. A little more. Yeah. That's unreal to me. I'm trying to think of our devices that we own. But
okay, you have an iPad, you have your phone, two phones.
Uh-huh.
The computer.
Well, we each have a phone.
Well, yeah, so two phones.
Okay.
And so then, again, computer? You have your iPad, your
computer. I guess
that
is a technological device. Okay.
Yeah, that's four things.
So then you count like a television? We have a TV that's about to go out.
You have an Xbox.
Okay.
You have a Wii. Oh, a Wii U.
That's not mine.
You own it.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So that's seven things. And right now, your phones are what? Technically, they're about 400.
I don't know.
Your computer is at least about 1,200.
Getting ill.
Your iPad, 600? 400? What is it?
Got me.
Get the medium, 500.
We'll say 5, yeah.
So 12, 5, 17 plus 800 is 20. What is that?
I don't know.
800 plus, okay. You have a lot of money's worth of technological.
Apparently we all
stuff.
Do.
And you're right, though. You are about to get a different TV because it looks like Orion's belt is on your TV.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Nearly half of users now have phones and computers to communicate with friends and family in the same house. Is this out of hand, or are you one of those 45%ers? 505-338-3700, the phone number. Recent survey estimated that 45% admitted they use phone calls, they use texting, they use tweets. Which is crazy to me. I don't think I would ever tweet my wife and say, toilet paper! However, that would be hilarious. I may have to do that once.
Yeah, that might be really funny.
Just for hilarity's sake. But the rise in the number of portable devices has created, well, a people group who just can't get away. I like the caller who said we're kind of turning into Wall-E.
Yeah.
I like that and I don't like that because
gone are the days of Gak, Skip-Its, and Treasure Trolls.
Did you just say... Okay, good. I'm like, where did that come from? Skip it? Was that the thing that you attached to your leg
Skip
and you
it.
Just like ran
yeah.
around with it and had to jump
and
it over
counted.
It?
Yes. Or Orbitz drinks.
Unreal. Static. Fun.
Yo.
What
static.
Up?
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, what about those refrigerators now where you can connect to Facebook and tweet?
Whoa,
are you serious?
Can you expound upon this? What does
your
that mean?
Your refrigerator?
A refrigerator.
So, like, you get a glass of water, and then it updates your Facebook status, like, Steve-O is refreshed.
Right? Right? Yeah, it's a little much.
That's excessive!
Wait, does it really do that?
I don't...
They do. They are at that blue store that Mitch does not shop at.
Ah, okay.
For, like, $2,800.
Oh, my gosh!
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, man.
Later.
Thank you for the depressing call.
What is this world?
You know, the funny thing is, we're preparing to move.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I were, you know, moving on up, getting a bigger home for the family because there's five of us now, and you know, bunk beds, and we're all a little cramped. Yes. And so, getting a little bigger house. Well, we're selling our house, and the person that's buying our house wanted to keep our fridge, so we had to start shopping for a fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was dumbfounded.
Because
I'm like, we can get a new fridge. What are
500?
Like, $400-$500 maybe, right?
Yeah.
Nice one, $700 maybe? I thought I was going to die when I walked in and saw like $3,000 price tag and realized, oh, okay, cool. We don't need it. Do you need a fridge? Does everybody have a fridge?
How does everyone feel about coolers?
Yeah. Static.
So my mom bought one of those fridges, okay?
No way!
Yeah, so I've seen it. And what it does... She doesn't have hers connected to Facebook or anything, but, you know, what it does is it's supposed to be like it keeps an inventory of what goes in your fridge and what comes out and how much you've got of things and when you put them in there and tells you when they're going to, you know, perish and the like. So it reminds you to clean out, you know, like, hey, you put that meatloaf in here and you didn't say you took it out. You need to clean out your fridge.
No way.
That is crazy.
It's like the Jetsons.
I was going to say, it
gives her the weather every morning, you know, and all that. It has, you can program it to do all these fancy things. And I was just like, Mom, do you use any of that? No.
Exactly.
Wow. See?
Exactly. Thanks for the call, man.
I'd want my fridge to be to be real with me, though. Like I'd open the fridge door, like, whoa, 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 don't go for that meatloaf. Right. Like, I'd want it to be, but instead, I'm sure it's really proper.
You have consumed 2,700 calories today, Mitch. You're cut off.
And it just shuts.
I don't know how
slowly,
many you need in
slowly
the day.
Shuts the door.
Yes.
Oh.
That would be great. We finally ended up getting a new fridge.
Oh yeah,
not
that's right.
Nearly as advanced as any of these crazy fridges.
Still nice.
So we got some room. We got kind of a nice. But my mother-in-law, she's a haggler.
Mm-hmm.
So she actually went. She went and did it,
which is probably good for you.
Absolutely. So we got it for like half the price because it was like, oh, it's a floor model. Oh, it's got this on it. Oh, it's got that. Oh, you gotta. I don't even know.
Was it just the last one in stock, which is why you got the display?
Who knows? I don't know. But she finagled it down to like half the price that it normally would be.
Right.
And so it wasn't terribly expensive. I still call it R2-D2 because it's silver, like metallic with like blue. And so,
but it's going to match your kitchen.
My wife's excited.
Right?
And she's named it, but I named it. I named it R2-D2 because it looks like R2-D2. It's like silverish with bluish and white and whatever-ish. But he dazzles her, so she named it Edward. So our refrigerator's name is Edward R2-D2 Jr.
That's awesome. So, I still haven't seen the latest one.
I haven't either. I don't... Whatever. So there it is, but apparently...
He dazzles her.
We're making our way into technological advances we don't even need!
You got a text earlier that said something about floppy disks. Gone are the days of floppy disks.
Yeah, for real, dude. Many use tech gadgets to communicate, and apparently now using them in your own home.
That's right.
45% of people admitted to using their cell phones to make phone calls, text messages, tweets, and emails to members in the same house at the same time.
Yeah.
It's too much to get off the couch and actually ask somebody a question. Now... We text each other
and
from the other room.
If there are other people in the room that you're like, well, I don't know a different language, but I can text them.
My wife actually texted me once when she was in the living room and I was in the bedroom doing something. I got a text from her and I got up and I walked out in the living room. Are you serious right
real?
Now? Are you serious? This is real life, right? Like, this is real. I don't get that. Let's never, ever, ever get there. It's going to be awful if I ever get a text from you, like, the next room over about something for the morning show, like, ooh, you know what would be a good topic? I will fight you. I will truly fight you.
Well, I know how to make you mad now.
So.
Sounds good to me.
Communication is key. And I just think there's something lost when you start texting and tweeting and, you know, all that stuff. I don't know. What do you think?
Jamie says, I call my son on his phone in the mornings to wake him up instead of walking down the hall.
Wow.
That's funny. And
that's
probably
funny.
Really helpful because I know that when I get up in the mornings, I look at my phone for about 3 minutes before I actually get out of bed because it helps me wake up.
Ah, yes.
So.
There we go. All right. Well, apparently we are making our way into the Jetsons / Wall-E / Star Trek / whatever. The second we get working lightsabers... I'm a happy man. But until that time, all this other technological stuff is just garbage.
That sounds dangerous. I don't ever want working lightsabers.
This is all way too practical. I want to chop a watermelon in half with a lightsaber.
Of course.
I'm just saying. Guess that's it for us. We are out.
Oh my gosh, we are. Okay.
Tomorrow, Wednesday, way too early Wednesday.
That's right.
Also, Teresa from the Albuquerque Rescue Mission joining us mañana.
Mm-hmm.
Good day. I'm excited. We'll see you guys then.
Sounds good.
Something like that.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.